I mean, snowmobiles out.
There's not enough of the white stuff out here for that. Besides that, it's too cold. That last one was, I couldn't tell anything. It broke up real bad.
You know what's funny? I've been on this stretch of road multiple times talking to you, and I'm headed due east. There's a huge power line alongside. It's probably the problem.
It tends to break it up a little bit. How's the transmission down there? I've got a new antenna on the truck.
You sound real good. Are you setting up a shop?
I just got an NMO mount, Midland on here, and I'm just sitting in the parking lot now.
No, you sound real good. There's been multiple mornings where when you're there at the shop, it's still kind of in and out a little bit, but no, you sound good.
I got the new Midland antenna on here, and it's, give me a second here. It's a 6 decibel gain one, and it's a spring whip with a loaded coil at the bottom. It's the MTX-A26.
Yeah, you definitely sound good. WRWW601 for identification.
WSEU-445 for station ID. So the one I had on here, there's a loaded coil at the bottom, but it was just one I got off of Amazon. It was a little short antenna, and it wasn't enough here sitting in town.
Yeah, I'm just running that Nagoya magnet mount. It's actually, I'm in the Illuma duty this morning, so it's actually Velcroed to the roof of the truck with the sticky tape and Velcro.
My boss, Josh, he just got one that's on his. He's got an F-150, and it's a mount that goes behind the third brake light up there, and it gives you an NMO base.
That's nice. That's real nice. And you're not putting holes in stuff.
I'll send you a link to that so you'll have it as soon as I talk to him today and get it from him. That way, if you decide you want one, you don't have to worry about the Velcro. You can mount it. It's got good seals. It's all CNC cut. It's got cutouts in there for the wires to pass through, so it's a really clean piece.
Yeah, if there's one thing I could upgrade on, it definitely would be my antenna situation. I'm real happy these Motorola CDM radios. This one's only a 25-watt, but I got this thing on eBay for quite the deal.
Well, you think about it. Before all these other radios started coming out and stuff, Motorola was king on that. They used that in the buses and everything else while we were going to school. So they're the ones that really, you know, had it hammered out. So they don't need a lot of wattage.
Yeah, it's definitely durable. These 20 years ago, this radio was like probably one of the most popular. Now so many public safety agencies. It's still all Motorola. The Kennewood stuff we have is junk at work, nothing but problems. But almost everybody's running a P25 trunk digital system as far as public safety, and everything we have is Motorola for the most part.
That tells you right there, you know, public service and safety, when you guys have it, that must be the good ones.
Oh, man, I'm about to pull into work. You have a great day. Nice chatting again. This is WRWW601. Be clear in your final, Brian.
All right, man, you have a good day, and hopefully it's not very eventful for you. And this is WSEU 445, clear and monitoring.